I'll do the injury report and then, you know, let you guys fire away at some questions. Guys that didn't practice today, Tyvon Branch, Jerron Kreiner, DJ Hayden with a groin, Matt McCants, Darren McFadden, Tony Pashos, those guys did not practice. Guys that were limited in practice today were Andre Girard, Seabass, and then guys that were full in guys that were full in practice today were Tracy Porter, Terrell Pryor, and Rod Streeter. I think that's everybody.
Did DJ get hurt yesterday?
DJ, yeah, he strained his groin yesterday. He was able to finish practice. I wasn't really aware of it until after I got done in here with you guys. But you know, he wasn't able to go today. So we'll have to evaluate him and see how he's doing and see how quickly that thing responds.
And did Seabass actually kick today?
He did, yes.
Okay, so you don't anticipate a problem with
him? No, I really don't.
Dennis, earlier this year you ended that streak of 10 years of not winning a game after a bye by Pittsburgh. Now you got 11 games of not winning in the Eastern time zone. Is that something you even think about? Do you address it? Do you change your preparation at all for an East Coast game?
Not really. I kind of believe that. You know, I don't like to build in a lot of excuses. Our job as professional football players, as coaches, is to go play wherever they tell us, whenever they tell us, and just prepare just like it was any other game. The only difference is we'll travel on Friday as opposed to Saturday so we can get acclimated, to the time change and get acclimated to the situation. I think it's tough to travel that far the day before a game. You know, I want our guys to be able to be fresh and be ready to go. So I don't really spend a lot of time, you know, talking about, per se, the Eastern time zone. But, we have talked about, you know, we need to go on the road and play well. And that's something that we've put a lot of focus on.
Is there anything about just like getting the body used to playing at, you know, a 10 a.m. start, your wake-up calls, I don't know, 6 or 7, and adjusting?
We're up pretty early in the morning anyway. We start our meetings at 7:20 in the morning. So, you know, and that's part of the reason why we do that is so that guys are used to getting up early. And used to kind of getting their body going and getting ready to go out and play a game. So something that we got to deal with, but we don't need to let that be any type of distraction.
The running game, other than Terrell, has been kind of off and on. When Jennings the other day was there, I think he carried 15 times, and I think he got positive yardage all 15 times. How much of that was you guys blocking real well and him running, and how much of it was a factor of the Eagles maybe softening up a little bit because they had a big lead? Do you think that you really were executing?
I thought we moved the ball, and I thought we ran the ball well all game. And our run game has gotten better. It's improving. I think that game the other day, I think, was a combination of our guys blocking it. I think it was a combination of Rashad, you know, hitting it up in there and making some good runs. And that's been a point of emphasis for us to continue to improve our run game, and I think it's showing.
Do you need to get better play out of your left guard?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of areas that we need to get better play. Obviously, Lucas struggled last week, and that's an area that we've worked really hard to try to improve and to try to get better, and we'll continue to try to get better in that area. But there's a lot of areas that we got to improve. I don't really like to single out one particular area because, you know, our football team needs to get better.
Is it planned for him to start still and not slide Girard over?
Yeah, well, again, I'm still kind of waiting to see, you know, I want to monitor Andre all week long, because he's missed some significant time. So I want to monitor him all week long, and we'll make a decision, later in the week what direction we want to go. All those guys are preparing in there, and we've played a lot of guys on the offensive line. We've had a bunch of different lineups, so I think it'll be a little bit easier transition to plug a guy in if that's what we decide to do.
That defensive front seems very talented, physically imposing. The volume of guys, is that really what the problem is? There's, you know, you can't put too much focus on one or the other. They can all beat you.
Volume and ability.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got a lot of good players up there, and they've played – they've played really, really well together, and they've played really well in this league for a long time. So, yeah, I mean, I think their ability to roll guys through and keep guys fresh, and not just keep guys fresh, but keep real quality football players fresh and in the game is one of the benefits for them. I think their defense, you know, really runs through their front. I think that's kind of the catalyst of their defense. But they got a lot of good players all over the field.
If DJ can't go, does Adams go outside and then Porter still slides into the
yes.
nickel?
Yes. And we got all the confidence in the world in PA. I mean, when he came in last year and had an opportunity to play, he played really well. So, you know, I think that'll be another one of those that's, you know, an easy transition for us because we got a lot of confidence in him.
What makes Tracy so effective in the slot?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's got really good quickness. I think he's a really smart player and a really instinctive player. And I think that's what you have to be to play inside in the slot, you know, because things happen a lot faster inside than they do out on the edge. And, you know, it's not always just about your ability. A lot of it has to do with your mental ability. And I think he's really good in that area.
Giants have had some turnover and also some injuries at the running back position. You still have to respect the run, I would imagine, now that they have Peyton Hillis and they're about to get somebody off of the return list from IR.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the last couple of weeks they've really, you know, looks to me when you watch the tape, they put an emphasis in the run game and they run the ball better and they've had a lot more attempts at running the football. So as with every game, our ability to stop the run will be critical in this game. I think that's where you start everything is your ability to stop the run. And, you know, you try not to let guys run it on them and kind of try to make them one-dimensional if you can. So it'll be a big focus again this week. They got – they're big in the backfield. You know, they got a big – you know, bunch of big, powerful backs. So, you know, our front's going to have to do a good job, and we're going to have to tackle well against these good backs.